We are quickly approaching the holidays, which means we get to spend some more time with our family. However, for deployed military troops, this is not the case. Many will still be away from home this season. So what can we do to show our support and gratitude for those who serve our country and are unable to be with their family during the holidays? Well, you might consider joining with Trees for Troops and sending Christmas trees to our soldiers and their families. Here to tell us about this organization and how we can help is the executive director of Trees for Troops, Rick Dungy. Welcome, Rick. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So first, can you tell us about Trees for Troops and what is it that you do?
So Trees for Troops is a program of the Christmas Spirit Foundation. Our foundation is a 501c3 charity, like so many others that are out there. What the program does is we coordinate the donation of fresh-grown Christmas trees.
Oh, wow.
And have them delivered by our corporate sponsor, FedEx, to military bases throughout the U.S. And we've even delivered trees overseas in previous years. So the program coordinates the donation of thousands of trees to get them delivered to be given to military families stationed around the world.
Wow. How did this program get started?
So it actually got started in 2005. It was originally the foundation was created in 2005 by the Growers Association, the National Christmas Tree Association. And it was designed to, the mission of the foundation is to provide Christmas spirit, whatever that may mean to anybody, to kids, families, and the environment. And we had already known that there were farmers, tree farmers around the country who lived close to military bases that were donating trees there locally. And so we had a call with FedEx and said, this is a neat idea. Wonder if we could do this on a big scale, like an overall national scale. So the idea wasn't new. What we did in 2005 was said, well, let's see if we could coordinate. If FedEx, if you're willing to go get these trees and then take them to bases that are not close to a tree farm, maybe we could figure out how to get trees delivered all over. And they said, that's a great idea. And that first year, we didn't even really have the idea until like September. So it was only a couple months.
Yeah, that doesn't give you very much time.
That first year, we delivered, I think it was 4,800 trees to five different bases in
Wow. And what are you up to now?
It was so successful that the following year, all of a sudden, we had requests coming in. Can we get trees? Can we get trees?
Wow.
Can we get trees? And also, more farms saying, well, I want to donate some trees. I want to donate some trees. I want to donate some trees. And so it just really grew from there. And now we're in our 16th year consecutive this year, 2020. We've delivered in the first 15 years a total of 243,955 free Christmas trees.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So let me ask you a little bit more about the technicality of things. You said you're delivering these to these different bases. So are these families that are saying, hey, you know what, we would really like a Christmas tree? Or how do those get paired up?
Yeah, that's a common question is how do you decide who gets a tree? And we don't. And the thing is, once it gets to a base, and just for clarity, we deliver to all branches of the military and some National Guard units as well. So whether it's an Army base or a Marine camp or a naval station, once the trees are there, that individual base determines how they want to distribute trees.
Oh, interesting.
We don't have any say. And it varies from location to location. So at some places, they will just put the trees out and tell their personnel on such and such a day at a time, you can come get them lined up.
Okay.
At some bases, they will do a drawing where they'll say, if you want one of our 200 trees, put your name in the box and we'll draw the first 200 names, gets one.
Okay.
At some locations, they will decide specifically who gets a tree, and I think that's based on maybe deployments or need or whatever, you know. So it really varies from location to location. They decide how they want to distribute trees. We don't have any influence or say in mm-hmm. who specifically gets a tree. We just know where they're going to go. The FedEx truck shows up and they unload the trees, and then the base decides how they want to distribute them.
And I would like to look at this at a little bit of a larger issue, and forgive my ignorance, but how do troops normally celebrate Christmas and other holidays when they're deployed?
I think just the same way that we here in the country do. You know, I don't think there's any variation. We have delivered trees overseas to forward stations, plus in places where, like, we've delivered trees to a base in Guam before, you know, and Germany, South Korea. So those are actual U.S. installations. Mm-hmm. So it's just like being here in the U.S. And how they do it, they just decide where it's going to go, mm-hmm. How to get it there, and exactly where they're going to put it. And again, that just really varies by location. Now, unfortunately, this year in 2020,
mm-hmm. What is it different? What's different about it?
Oh,
what,
man.
We are not sending any trees overseas this year. Ordinarily, they would have already gone because they have to leave a little earlier. But this year we weren't able to send any trees outside the contiguous 48 states this year. But that being said, unfortunately, we can't do that. But we are scheduled to deliver trees to 79 total bases here in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
And you mentioned you do it among all the branches of the military. Curious as what your favorite is. No, I'm teasing.
No.
We're talking with Rick Dungy, who is the executive director of Trees for Troops, about what this great organization is, what you guys do. How do you find that these trees, this symbol of Christmas, how does it affect the troops to have one around them or within where they're staying? Like, what difference does it make?
Well, you know, that's another common question. And, you know, again, to reiterate, our mission is to provide Christmas spirit for kids, families, and the environment. And whatever, as long as our program achieves that sort of generic mission, we're mm-hmm. happy, right?
And so, sure.
Yeah, it's a common question for me to get, well, what difference are you making? And whenever I think about the answer to that question, mm-hmm. I'm often reminded of the starfish parable. Are you familiar with that parable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, to me, the parable goes like this. A jaded, cynical old man is walking down the beach one day, and he comes upon this young boy standing in a big tidal pool where thousands of starfish have been stranded by the receding tide. And this boy is reaching down and picking up starfish one by one and tossing them into the ocean. And the old man says, well, son, what are you doing? And the boy says, I'm going to save these starfish. And the jaded, cynical old man says, well, you can't possibly make a difference. There's too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy ponders this for a moment, and then he reaches down and picks up a starfish and tosses it in the ocean. And he looks at the old man and he says, well, I made a difference for that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And for me, the moral of the parable is, if you want to do good in the world, if you want to have a positive impact on somebody or something, you don't got to change the world. You don't got to create a total difference. You just have to make a difference. You have to have every small positive impact is important, and it adds up. And how that applies to our program is, you know, we're providing a few thousand trees. That's not going to make a difference in the world, but we know it makes a difference to the families that do receive a tree. And we know that because they tell us, they send us emails, they post pictures. We get emails from families all the time who say, my spouse was deployed and we weren't even in the mood to celebrate this year until we got a tree. And now our spirits are lifted and we're happy again.
Yeah.
Now,
wow, it's just, yeah.
Kind of feedback. You know you're making a difference. We're not making all the difference in the world, but we know that we're making a difference. And that's what really motivates us, and that's how we're achieving our mission.
Sort of taking that from a 30,000-foot level, I like what you shared because mm-hmm. there are so many of us who, especially this time of year, we feel like we want to make a difference, and then we see how much need that there is, and we think, oh, well, you know, I don't have time to start a 501c3. I can't possibly help everybody out, but to be able to make a difference to even a single individual is is more than doing nothing. And I think that's right. remarkable for mm-hmm. all the lives that you're able to touch. I'll also say this,
yeah.
Very personally, there is something that gets me more emotional than anything else around the holidays than when I think about those that are serving our country, either away from home and they're still in the country, or they're serving overseas, for all the things that I'm able to enjoy. Like, whenever I hear the song "I'll Be Home for Christmas," like, I'm just an emotional wreck as I think of all of the people who are sacrificing so much for what we have in this country.
Yeah, that's right. And any bit of support, any little bit of support that those of us who enjoy the benefits of our fellow citizens voluntarily serving in our armed forces, mm-hmm. you know, any difference that we can make is important.
Right.
And so whether it's donating a tree, and, you know, and most of these trees are donated by tree farms themselves. And it's pretty consistent when you ask any one of the, we get over 600 total farms in like 27 different states that
wow.
donate trees. And when you ask any one of them, well, why are you donating trees to this program? Pretty much every single one of them consistently will say something along the lines of, well, it's the least that we could do.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes along with what you were saying. It doesn't, you know, no matter what, do the least that we can do. Just say something, just show some kind of support for our fellow citizens who are, you know, are brave enough and dedicated enough to serve part of their lives in our armed forces. So
if there are people that are listening to this and they think, man, what a great organization, I would like to do something. Is it money that you need? How can people listening best get involved and help your organization?
So, there's many different ways. Certainly you can donate online. It's a year-round project. One of the other common questions I will get is, well, if you deliver trees for 2 weeks out of the year, what do you do the other 50?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, nothing. Good question. We actually don't do any. No, I'm sure it's constant work.
It's a year-long project. We literally start in the wintertime, and when you think about the logistics of it, we have to coordinate, like I said, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of farms gathering together tens of thousands. This year we're hoping for 14,000 trees. Last year we were at 18,500 trees.
Wow.
So we have to coordinate the gathering together of thousands and thousands of trees from hundreds of places.
Yeah, that's a lot of coordinating.
And then get them delivered out to 79 different places. And all this has to happen in 2 weeks. But the planning, the coordinating of all of that has to happen all year long. And so,
yeah.
Sure, we're like any other C3 charity. We have to rely on donations. Now, our sponsors help us out a lot as well. And you know, quite frankly, without – I don't work for FedEx. I'm not trying to give them a free commercial. But I'm telling you, without FedEx – this simply wouldn't happen.
Well, yeah,
right?
It's just the logistics of being able to do that.
They are experts at moving stuff around, and they do all that as our corporate sponsor. And we have industry sponsors as well. The Christmas Tree Growers Marketing Program themselves is called Christmas Tree Promotion Board. They help us provide every single tree that is donated and delivered has a special tag put on it.
Hmm.
And the tag has space for somebody to write a message with a Sharpie or whatever. And I think that's important, because then when the family receives a tree, it has a handwritten note from somebody. And it doesn't matter who it is. It's a fellow American. Somebody has written a handwritten note saying thank you in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And I think that personalizes it. I think it makes them have even more of a connection, makes them feel even more supported that somebody took the time to handwrite a note on there. And so we have to have tags put on every single one of those trees. And the Christmas Tree Promotion Board sponsors and provides those tags for us. Josh Sellers Wines is doing a special promotion. First Energy Foundation. I mean, without these sponsors, we simply couldn't do it. But it's all the little donations, really, that make up the bulk of it. And people can do that. They could donate online.
Mm-hmm.
We're with the Smile Amazon program. So if you buy stuff on Amazon, you can have a donation And you'd be surprised how much that generates.
I mean, that's awesome.
I don't buy a lot of stuff, but I've even generated some dollars this year buying stuff. And the other way that you can get involved, there are some locations around the country, both retail lots and farms, where they will have extra trees available that you, as an individual, can buy and then donate it into the program. And that gets added to those that are donated by the tree farms themselves.
Oh, cool.
Not a lot of them, but there are some that do that. So when you go and buy a tree this year, ask them if they are providing extra, if they have extra trees available that a person could buy.
And also
donate. And we get a few thousand trees that way from individual donors through some of those locations.
And like you said, it may not make all of the difference, but it does make a difference. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I'll take away from this. Rick Dungy is the executive director of Trees for Troops. Be sure to find out more about them. And if you want to make a donation, you can go online to treesfortroops.org.